Hi, welcome to Victorious Life. I just want to talk to you about the power of tears, and it's kind of a little bit of a different direction. But when we are ministering to people, there's a lot of evangelism and ministry going on that is just done out of duty. You know, we do it because we want to serve God, but God wants people that are passionate, people that have a broken heart for the lost, people that have a passion to see others come into a life with God, it's more than just discipleship, but it's passionate discipleship. If you look in the Bible, you see different times where Jesus wept, like at the tomb of Lazarus, when Jesus sees all these people, the hopelessness of mankind, and how the people are crying because of the death of Lazarus. There's one verse there, and it says Jesus wept. And the Bible talks about weeping with those who weep, celebrating with those who celebrate. The thing about the gospel is that when you are talking to people about Jesus Christ, people can tell very, very quickly, do you really care? Is this just another thing that you're gonna check off your list, or is this something that you're deeply passionate about? And I read an illustration about a hard-hearted blacksmith way back. This was probably in the 1700s. There was a blacksmith, and he knew every argument against Christianity, and he had read about it, and he was known in the town as the guy who he would refute every argument that any Christian would bring his way. And a lot of Christians had tried to talk to him, and he would just talk them into the ground. He was very, very smart. But anyway, there was a Baptist deacon, and he heard about this blacksmith, and it just began to nag at him. So he told his wife about this blacksmith, and he said, we need to pray for him. And so the man and his wife got down on their knees and began to intercede and pray and say, God, give us the right words to talk to this blacksmith. And they prayed until 3 a.m. in the morning for the blacksmith, just crying out to the Lord for him. Deeply, just deeply burdened for the man. And after the next morning, this deacon, he said, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to him. And he had a bunch of arguments lined up, things that he was going to say that he had gotten in prayer for the blacksmith. And so he went to the blacksmith, and he said, and he stood before him, and he wanted to bring his arguments. And he said to him, my wife and I prayed for you until 3 o'clock this morning. And then his eyes filled with tears, and he couldn't say anything anymore. He just started sobbing, and all the arguments were gone. He couldn't think of any of the arguments he had thought up to tell this blacksmith. But he just wept and sobbed, and then he was embarrassed because of his tears, and he just got on his horse and left, and he went back home to his wife. He said, "Oh, my dear wife, I made such a fool of myself." He said, I just got there and I told him that we just prayed for him until 3 a.m. And then I just started sobbing. I couldn't say anything anymore. And he felt so defeated. He felt, I've put everything into this. And it was like total defeat for him. In the meantime, the blacksmith went back into his house and said to his wife, "I heard a new argument this morning." "And what's that?" she said. "The old deacon drove to me and he said, my wife and I prayed for you until 3 a.m. this morning. And then he just started sobbing. And he was just crying. And then he took off. And he said, I think I need to talk to this guy." And so the hardened blacksmith, nobody could convince this guy about Christ, got on his horse and went to the house of the deacon. And said, "Well, tell me more. You came and you said you prayed for me until 3 a.m. and you cried. What were you wanting to tell me?" And so he began to share the gospel with him. And it wasn't very long before the blacksmith was on his knees giving his life to Jesus Christ. And why? Because of tears. Because there was a burden for the lost. And you know, a lot of what's done in Christianity is done with a heart, but it's kind of like a half a heart. And if you look, Paul said in Philippians 3:18, he said, "For I have often told you before, and I tell you now and again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ." You see, when you are passionate about the things of God, it can't leave you dry. You know, we, in our pulpits, there are far too few tears. People preach the gospel, they bring nice points, and they have great jokes, and they're great orators. They're so creative, have the greatest videos and everything. But the biggest element that's missing in our generation is tears, a real passion and a weeping for the lost, where it hurts us. Our hearts beat with the hearts of God. That's what it's all about. And you see, that's what God is looking for in our generation. People that have tears. People that get emotional about the things of God. And I want to just ask you today, are you a person like that? Are you a person that just, you know, everything just goes by you? It's just mechanical. If you're a pastor, a minister, when was the last time you wept? When was the last time it really hurt you to the point of tears that people are lost? When was the last time where it broke your heart at the strongholds that people are under and the bondage that people are living under? When was the last time it broke your heart that people are dying of cancer and dying of diseases? You see, these things need to break our heart because they break God's heart. You see, and this is the thing. That's what God is looking for. Where are the tears? Do you have them? And if you don't, you know where to get them? In the presence of God. If you go into the presence of God, that's where we get the passion. That's when we're like one-to-one with God and God is able to minister to our souls. That makes the difference. And that's what God wants for you. The Lord bless you.